Dementia tax. I'm a volunteer minibus driver for Age UK once or twice a week. I pick up local elderly people and take them to a daycare center where they are looked after for the day. Most of them have carers at home, often their own relatives, but also many of them require the local council to send in professional carers at least twice a day. This of course costs money, as well as the council paying some of the costs of the day center. Already, with the council cutting its social care budget, many of those who used to get support no longer do. So what are the Tories proposing? The Tory proposals on social care will most affect older people, and the not so old, who own their own home, and need a professional carer, to help them with dressing, bathing, and eating. For example, there are 4 or 5 times as many needing care in the home as there are in care homes. At the moment the cost of care at home is calculated by the level of the service user's savings, anything over £23,000, and nothing else. So when they die their home can be passed on to the children intact, an important proviso, when you consider the housing crisis affecting many people. Those who are in care homes full-time have different arrangements. But the Tories are proposing instead to say, that the costs of care for those in their own homes will now be taken out of the sale of their home, after they are dead, and the most the relatives will get, is £100,000 of the sale value, hardly enough to buy a dog kennel in the current housing market. May hope that this wouldn't be noticed by the majority of those affected. But it is not working. It is one of the reasons why Corbyn's Labour is narrowing the gap in the polls. Bill Mullins, South Wark, South London.